Hello and welcome to Jumpstart, the show that teaches you how to jumpstart any business with just R1,000. Now today we are out here in Soweto, Meadowlands, and we're meeting up with a youngster who studied a BCom in logistics. Upon realizing that he couldn't find a job with his degree, he then decided he was going to sell the one thing that sells the most in this entire township, and that's ikota. Let's see how Spiliato jumpstarted. Bennett, how are you?
Afternoon, Tasha.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good. So this is Spiliato Fast Food?
Yes, this is the place.
All right, let me come that side so I can get to know more about your business.
Ah, please do. You're welcome.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, Bennett. So, how are you?
Afternoon, I'm good, and you?
Good.
Thank
Bennett.
You. Oh, this is the place.
Spiliato, this
Spiliato
is the place.
Fast Food, yes.
Where on earth did you get that name, and what does it mean?
It was me and my friends back in high school. Mosa Diti and Katlego Kante, and we were later joined by Zamakhosa. But the name started with me and Mosa. We wanted to do something global, the fast food of the hood, which is Kota. So we come up with the word Spiliato. It's an Italian slang for the preferred.
Preferred. And you're definitely the preferred because there's a lot of people queuing up wanting to buy the preferred.
Exactly. So that's why we make sure that our food is always good, it's prepared in due time, and people come back for the taste. Yeah. Okay.
So you started this business, you say, with a couple of friends.
Yes.
But you also studied logistics with UNISA. Why the move into starting a business as opposed to just going into the corporate world and having a comfortable job?
In the real world, we all thought after university, after you complete your qualification, you get a job. But life doesn't work like that. So I finished my qualification in 2013. I graduated, but I still can't find a job now. So instead of just sitting and beating myself down, I thought, you know what, let me use what I've learned back in school in terms of business. And I always had a passion for entrepreneurship. So yeah, hence I started this.
What are the steps you took into starting this business? What did you do to say, okay, now today, I'm starting?
First, what I did, I made a research, what people like and what's the fast-selling product in our hood. And it was fast food and it was Kota. So I looked around and looked at other businesses that are serving it. And I looked at it and I saw that they were missing some points in terms of delivery, efficiency, and the taste. So I made a research on that with customers, what would they want in their food. And then I gathered that information. Then I started gathering information where I can buy my supplies in terms of potatoes, my equipment, all sorts of things. So I gathered that information, then I sat down. I had a few people helping me who also have running businesses. Then yeah, after doing my research, then everything was a go.
So you were good to go?
Yeah, we were good to go.
Now I want you to take me through all the items that you needed to start up the business.
Okay.
From your ingredients to your equipment, what is it that you need to start up Spiliato?
Okay, first you have to do a research about your menu, what you're going to serve.
Okay.
Then only now you can start ordering your ingredients.
Okay.
So I needed potatoes, I needed bread, I needed sauces, I needed spices, I needed your vegetables, your lettuce and your tomatoes for my burgers, I needed burger patties, salt, yes. So I gathered what I needed and how much I'm going to start with. Yes. So,
how much did you start with?
Okay, I needed under 1,000 to start, because the idea is to start small. Don't start big because it can overwhelm you. So the idea is to start small and grow as you go along. And luckily enough, I work from my home. So rent for now is not that
not
a problem.
That bad.
Yeah. Just the electricity.
So you had a pretty good model going for you, especially working from home.
Yeah.
You must have had a number of challenges though. What have the challenges been so far?
Yeah, there are challenges. It's not a smooth road, especially for us small businesses. We have a challenge in terms of working capital. Yeah, we have a challenge there. And we don't get enough support, especially as black communities, from black families.
Yeah.
Like your parents, they always wish you to get a job. And once you take a different route, you don't get a support from the family and all that. Yeah, so those are quite a few challenges. Yeah, people think now that you own a business, tomorrow you're going to drive a BMW. Just like, but it doesn't work like that. It takes a lot of patience, it takes a lot of hard work, and to see the business grow.
So lastly, Bennett, where are we seeing Spiliato in the next year, 2 years, 3, 5, 10 years?
The idea now is to grow it because I recently opened. So the dream is to multiply these outlets all over Soweto and eventually all over the country. Maybe in 5 years' time. Actually, in 5 years' time, not maybe, in 5 years' time. So it's to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is to grow, multiply these outlets. Yes, but I want a proper outlet, proper branding, proper equipment. But now it's just for starts, but it's a good start. But we'll get there.
So here's what you'll need to jumpstart your fast food business. A bag of potatoes will cost you 39 rands, while 10 loaves of uncut white bread will cost you 80 rands. Sauces, spices and cooking oil will set you back 200 rands, while garnishes will only cost you 50 bucks. Packaging will cost you 100 rands and cooking equipment will only set you back 299 rands. Now, that's all you need to jumpstart your fast food business. So Bennett, this is a beautiful business that you have here.
Thank you very much.
All the best with Spiliato.
Thank you.
But I hear there's one ingredient that you use in all your meals that keeps people coming back.
Definitely, and that's my fries, my chips.
Your fries. So let me have a taste.
It's all yours. You can have a treat.
So that I can be testament. You, this show is going to make me fat. I go around tasting everything.
Please don't.
Mmm, wonderful.
Thank
Soft
you.
On the inside,
Thank
crispy
you.
On the outside, the nice spices. As well as the sauces.
The way they should be.
The way they should be.
Thank you very much.
And that's Spiliato right here in Soweto, giving us the best fries right here on Jumpstart.